Tonight marks the final full school board meeting before the civic election, and it's going to be a big one. The School District 40 Board kicks off the 2022-23 school year with a virtual public board meeting tonight, Tuesday, September 27. Among the items to watch for in a jam-packed 152-page agenda package: money. How much money does the school district get from the province? How does it spend that money? Which costs are going up more than the funding accompanying them? You can find out all of that and more when the district goes through its statement of financial position. Enrollment. Yes, enrollment in New Westminster schools is going one way, and one way only: up, up and more up. Enrollment in SD 40 stood at 6,521 students. By 2035, that's expected to hit 8,421. Needless to say, that continued growth has serious repercussions for school space in a district that's already overcrowded. Short-term capacity review. Speaking of space, the district is reviewing how best to use its facilities while it awaits completion of a new elementary school in its Fraser River zone, the center, western part of the city. Superintendent Kareem Hatchlaff will offer up a look ahead at that review and on plans for the new, as yet unfunded, school tonight. National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. The National Day for Truth and Reconciliation is being marked with a school holiday on Friday, September 30th. But this week sees local students undertaking a variety of initiatives related to reconciliation. Expect to hear more about some of them tonight. Student and Family Affordability Fund. Remember that extra money announced by the BC government on August 29? It's intended to support students and families who have been affected by global inflation and cost of living challenges. New Westminster is getting about $700,000 of the $60 million that's being doled out province-wide, and tonight the board will look at how that money will be spent. Spoiler alert: universal fees and fundraising $220,000, nutrition $325,000, local customized supports $153,000. Next week, Tuesday, October 4, current trustees will meet for two committee meetings. For their in-person education committee meeting at Herbert Spencer Elementary School at 3:30 p.m., and then for a virtual operations committee meeting online at 6:30 p.m. The civic election is Saturday, October 15. The sitting trustees, who were elected in 2018, will have one final full board meeting October 25 before the new board is sworn in November. Four of the seven sitting trustees are running again: Danielle Connolly with the New West Progressives, ND Beattie, Gurveen Dhaliwal and Maya Russell with Community First New West. You can find out more about them, and the newcomers running for school board, in our candidate Q&As. How to attend a New Westminster school board meeting? Want to watch tonight's school board meeting? Tune in via Zoom at 7 p.m. Follow Julie McClellan on Twitter at juliamcclellan.emailjulie, jmcclellan@newwestrecord.ca.